To a newly arrived resident, life in the big city presents confusing situations, some real, some imagined, as commentator Mary Jo Peel discovered.
When I first moved to New York, I lived in a frantically touristed neighborhood in an apartment no bigger than a bathroom stall. A few days after I moved in, the sink began to back up, and so off I went in search of drain unclogger. Hours later, in the thuggish heat of a New York summer, I lugged home an immense 164-ounce jug of Drano. I came to my apartment door and stared into a hole where the lock used to be. The lock cylinder had been jimmied out of the door while the other side of the deadbolt was still in place. Not only had the intruders been unsuccessful in breaking into my apartment, they hadn't had the decency to break all the way in so I could get in too. Panicking, I convinced myself I was on the wrong floor, and I ran up another flight and tried my key in the door of the apartment above mine, and then to the apartment above that one. Then it occurred to me. Yes, I bet the locks are being cleaned. Of course, the landlord had sent the lock to the lock cleaning service. No, I'd never heard of locks being cleaned before. And yes, mine was the only lock at the lock cleaners. But hey, I was new here. There was a lot I didn't know about New York. One thing I did know. A colossal jug of Drano was all I had in the world at that moment, and I clutched it to my bosom while I ran down the steps for help. I encountered my neighbor, and I hurtled words at her with gulping sobs. I desperately needed someone to explain burglary protocol to me. She listened impassively and grimaced, making her dark lip liner curl up beneath her nose like a debonair mustache. Then she simply said, "Well, I'm going to go now," and brushed by me. I called after her tremulously, "Thank you." Why? I don't know. I'm from Minnesota. I finally had to face the hard truth that the lock cleaning service had apparently lost my lock. A little while later, two workmen in the building found me slumped against my door, sobbing, clutching the Drano in my arms like a foundling. They did not speak English, but I was able to tell them in French that I couldn't speak Spanish. "Je ne parle pas espagnol," I said, weeping. They managed to pry open the door. Still, I couldn't help but fear the worst, that the would-be thieves had somehow managed to slide everything under the door. My futon, bookshelves, microwave, everything. That night, I pushed my futon against the door. The light from the hall shone through the lock hole like a tiny full moon, and I lay awake all night staring at it, guarding my Drano. Days later, I came home to find that all the doormats in the building had disappeared. I ask you, what does anyone want with 20-some used doormats? Is there a thriving black market for doormats? Or are they all just out being cleaned?
Mary Jo Peel was part of Mystery Science Theater 3000.